Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, news roundup, information overload hour on a Friday, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the show. In a minute, we'll have some fun with our friends this Friday, Mark Simone and Joe Pags. But first, as it regards the raid at Mar-a-Lago, Joe Pags is back with his latest parody extravaganza.
South Florida summer, they weren't warned, didn't see it coming. For years Trump's been scorned, then early morn that Monday peace was breached. FBI marched on in. Now Garland should be impeached. They searched it all. Bedrooms, bathrooms, down the hall. Got it signed up by some landlord. Even took all their passports. It's crazy that they did. Pretend Trump has stuff hid. They did this all to help old Joe. Raided Mar-a-Lago.
All right, joining us now, Joe Pags himself, host of the Joe Pags Show. Mark Simone is with us, the host of New York's number one morning show. Welcome both of you to the program. Pags, a little surprising when a president's home gets raided under dubious circumstances by the same group of people apparently involved in Crossfire Hurricane.
And the reason why, probably because he had some information on exactly what they did to try to stop him from taking office, try to stop him from being the president of the United States. It would blows my mind is they didn't do a subpoena. They didn't ask for this stuff, which he would have turned over. They were already talking with the Trump family and lawyers about getting this stuff or figuring out, you know, whether it was classified or declassified or whatever. And then they went and judge shopped, Sean. This blows my mind. They go to this magistrate who had to recuse himself 6 weeks earlier from a case of Trump suing Hillary Clinton because he had obvious bias. I mean, public bias on Facebook, and the guy somehow says yes to this, to the alleged probable cause. The entire thing stinks. And you know what really jumped out at me, Sean, and I really think that this is important. CNN wasn't there rolling tapes when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Why not? Because they were on a wild goose chase. They didn't know if they were going to find anything. Otherwise, we would have had the same
thing. Well, it's even worse than that. They asked that the surveillance cameras be shut off, so it's even worse than that. One of the reasons we want body cams and dash cams is so that we can keep everybody honest, isn't it?
Exactly right. And the fact is, they didn't tip off their buddies in the media because they didn't have any clue what they were going to find or what they might have ended up bringing with them and accidentally left behind. So this whole thing stinks, and I think at the end of the day, Trump comes out smelling like a rose. And a lot of people who were on the fence about Trump now are going to Trump because they don't like anybody acting like the Gestapo, like this FBI is acting.
Oh, Mark, Simone, we'll get your take on all of that. It was a shock to the conscience. It still is to the American people. You know, going back to the Obama donating, Trump hating, former recused judge in anything dealing with Trump, Reinhardt. Now he's basically given the task of redactions to the DOJ, which doesn't want any of it, anything relevant out. They probably would only leave in something that smeared and slandered Trump.
Well, the real problem is if you lie in an affidavit to the judge, that's criminal. And there's a 5-year statute of limitations on that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean like the FISA applications that used the dirty Hillary bought and paid for Russian dossier? They lied there.
Exactly. Now you're saying, how can the FBI lie? They already got caught once on this, the same bunch of people. And they can never explain, why'd you wait 18 months to go get this stuff? Even when you got the warrant. You waited all weekend. They said, well, we had to prepare for the raid. Prepare to enter a Palm Beach country club that's closed? It's an empty building guarded by the Secret Service. What's to prepare? Yeah. And why were they in her closet? If I start seeing Jill Biden suddenly well-dressed, we'll know why they were in their closet.
Oh, ouch. Man, that hurt. I felt that all the way over here. Well, you watch... You just watch what happened here, and it's surreal on so many different levels. Now, they did leak to the Washington Post. Well, they believe there is nuclear something there, and that right. created the urgency. But to your point, if there was urgency over what they believe they might have had in terms of top secret or classified information, they would have gone in the second they got the warrant. They would have been ready to go in. They wouldn't have waited 18, 19 months. We have a letter from February of this year, National Archives, praising the Trump team for cooperating. Then in June, the DOJ, the FBI, were there on the grounds at Mar-a-Lago. They asked the Trump team to put a padlock on the door where some of these documents were stored. They cooperated. The president said to them, according to multiple witnesses, that, in fact, they're welcome back anytime. They can go through anything they want. So what's the problem? Joe?
You had to give... The optics, the visuals to the American people that this guy is down and dirty and he's no good. And it's so bad, we need 30 FBI agents to go there to his home and raid it. You know, Sean, I was there in May to see Dinesh's movie at Mar-a-Lago. It's a beautiful estate. This is so, so incredibly well kept. It's a real jewel at the corner of Southern Boulevard and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. To see them go there as if this was somehow a bunker for a drug lord or something just absolutely blew my mind. And you mentioned the warrant. Did you see Attachment B? We want every document and every utterance that this man made between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. This is unprecedented.
But that proves our point, which was this was a pretext raid. This was all done to... This is a fishing expedition raid.
Yeah, take everything. It's nuts.
Yeah, you know,
Mark, what were you going to say?
I've talked to guys that do these raids. That raid should have been 1 hour or 2 hours. They knew what they were looking for and where it was. When you're there 9 hours, it means it's a fishing expedition. You're looking for anything you can find. And why are they in the bedroom? Why are they in his office? The boxes were downtown, downstairs in that storage room. By the way, he didn't pack those boxes. Those were packed by the archives people. And there's a picture. I think I have it up on my Twitter of... Before they were sent away, they sat on a driveway outside the White House, unguarded all day long. So obviously there was anything that urgent in them.
All right, so let's look ahead to the midterms. I think we're like 82, 83 days away now from the midterm elections. And, you know, conventional wisdom seems to think that this is going to be a wave election year. I'm not in that corner. I never talk about wave elections. Maybe I'm superstitious because I'm Irish. I have no idea. And I always expect the next, you know, bomb to be dropped on my head. But I suspect that the House is going to do very well for the Republicans. I think Kevin McCarthy has a good plan with his commitments to America. and every Republican candidate will sign it. Mitch McConnell is showing mysterious reluctance and resistance to joining in on this. And yesterday's remark about, quote, the quality of candidates seemed to be a dig at Donald Trump. And my question to Mitch McConnell is, if you wanted somebody else, why didn't you open your big fat mouth and say so? Because if it just was rude and insulting, and he's just setting it up that if any Senate race is lost, we're just going to blame Donald Trump. But every state we're competing in just about is a bellwether, you know, difficult state for any Republican to win statewide. What's your take, Mark?
Well, anytime you got this kind of crime and it's in cities and all over the country, polls never measure that fear. You know, we saw it when Rudy Giuliani ran for mayor of New York. It looked like he couldn't win, but the polls weren't measuring how afraid people were of that crime. So that's a factor. Also, Democrats have a way of screwing up. You know, we hope Dr. Oz wins in Pennsylvania. Their big issue now is that he said the word crudité. Only Democrats could convince themselves that the people of Pennsylvania are cavemen and they couldn't handle this word and they wouldn't know what it was. That's their issue. They're going to lose big there.
I'm the one, by the way, that didn't know what it was. Joe Pags, I know you know.
No, I didn't know what it was either. I have no idea what it was. I'm a kid from Peg Island. Come on.
I called Oz. I said, what the hell was that all about?
I had no idea. You got to get the carrots. I had no idea what he was talking about. But having said that, you know, Mitch McConnell, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why is this guy the guy? If you went to the manager or the head coach of a big-time sports league and said, hey, what do you think your chances are? Well, not so great. We just don't have really great players, and I'm not really looking forward to this midterm. It probably isn't going to turn out too well for us. What is Mitch McConnell doing? I think this guy shouldn't be the leader of his house, much less the Senate after this midterm. I need somebody who, no matter how you feel about the candidates, you go out there and you put on your best face and say, we're going to take it because crime is out of control. Inflation's out of control. This Biden agenda's got to be stopped. Americans are suffering, and the Senate's going to help to stop that suffering. This guy, who is this guy? I don't want him coaching my team. I got to be honest with you.
What you just articulated there, Mark, I think you would agree with this too. Joe just perfectly laid out what the argument should be for every candidate running for office. But half these guys can't do it, and I'm having a hard time understanding why, because that's not complicated to run off the list, the punch list that Joe Pags just articulated.
Yeah, well, that's the only way they lose, if they just sit there expecting this to happen. You got to do a Newt Gingrich contract for America. You're right. Yeah. There's got to be bold points, and they got to go out and sell it. And they got to do this in September, which is not that far away.
Well, I think that's the plan, or sometime in after Labor Day for sure. I'm not sure when. All right, more with Mark Simone and Joe Pags with us on this Friday. We'll get to your calls next half hour. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. My advice to Senate candidates, Joe Pags, would be, regardless of whatever Mitch McConnell does, you need to sign that piece of paper and make that pledge to the state you're running in.
1,000%. We're going to fix the educational system that's failing you. We're going to save you money at the gas pump because inflation is failing you. Crime is out of control. You're moving from our cities and from our states. Sean, where I live in Texas, we're getting 1,000 new people a day. Florida's getting even more than that every day because people don't want to live in the places where they love. I was told by Curtis Lewa, our mutual friend, don't come to New York right now, Joe. It's too dangerous. And that's crazy. I'm from New York. I can't come home.
All right. So now I need you to argue with Mark Simone, because Mark Simone is the only person I know that loves New York City. Mark Simone will never leave New York City. I can't wait to get out of New York State. Never mind New York City. You try and convince Mark that there's a whole other world outside of New York City.
Well, Mark, you got to come out and smell the roses, brother. And listen, I was a TV news anchor in the Albany area for 3 years. And New York, just because I existed, decided to take 7.7% more of my money. I said, why are you taking this money? Because we can. In Texas, we don't have a
state. Now it's 13% before, you know, when you include taxes. City taxes.
Is it really?
Yep.
No, it's highway robbery. And what do you get for that? You get a school system that's failing our students. You get a tax system that is blowing our minds and taking most of our paycheck. I think, Sean, at one point you said you were paying 60% when it comes to city tax and state tax and county tax and the old boss tax left over from 1920. Mark, come to Texas. Come and visit. Get yourself a nice steak and realize that there's more out here.
I love Texas. I love the rest of the country. I'm from the Midwest. I know what it's like outside of New York. But It's $1,000 a night in a New York City hotel room. So somebody must be coming here. It's $100 a night in a Texas hotel room. People want to come here. There's action, fun, excitement, nightlife. Everything is here.
So that's
Mark, you're going to stay here. I'll charge you $1,000 a night if you want to come stay with us for a while. If it makes you feel better, you got to pay more. I don't know.
And by the way, Mark, you're going to get hit with a 40% estate tax from the federal government, but in New York State, you also get hit with another 10% estate tax. They get another bite at the apple when you drop dead.
Well, that's if you live long enough. You'll probably get killed before that happens anyway.
Oh, there's a, it doesn't matter whether you're killed or you drop dead. You're still paying the estate tax.
Well, yeah, either someone on the street's going to rob you or the government. But it's fun here.
So that's your answer. It's more fun for you here. That's the... You don't think you're going to have fun in Florida or Texas or the Carolinas or anywhere else?
I know you can, but there's 8 million people here, so it's not just me.
Okay, 7.8 million of which you don't want to be friends with. So, you know, I'm trying to understand the math.
And why is it that the people running the joint are always like Kathy Hochul? Kathy Hochul will take your gun from your hand at gunpoint while she's surrounded by 8 armed men. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, let me ask you this, Mark. Why do they keep on electing idiots? Maybe that's the better question, because if they elect somebody who's even moderate, it's going to be that much better.
Well, you can't blame New York. They do that everywhere. They do that in Michigan. They do that in Minnesota. They're electing idiots everywhere. Hopefully we'll get Lee Zeldin as governor, and he'll get rid of this crazy DA and this no bail. You know, this Trump CFO. That's the first time they've ever sent anybody to jail here in New York. Everybody else, they just let out.
But exactly. He's the only guy. He's going to serve time at Rikers, the worst prison on earth. And I know because I've actually been there. I was invited to speak to inmates, for those of you thinking, Hannity got arrested. No, so far, no raid on my house. I actually pay my taxes in full every year. All right, Joe Pags, thanks for the parody. Thanks for being with us. Mark Simone, you can have New York. You can keep New York. You can pay all the taxes. Enjoy the 8 million leftists, communists that live in New York and have fun with them.
You're like the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, exactly. For Florida, the Carolinas, Texas, you bet. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Your calls, final half hour coming up. We'll continue. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to the phones real quick. First, Ron Klain, the chief of staff for Biden, actually went out there yesterday and says, well, Biden doesn't create an Adam Schiff storm like Trump. Biden is succeeding. By what measure are we defining success? And what is he talking about? Every time this man opens his mouth, you can see the tension building in the room among his staff. They all know that it's a train wreck. Every single time he opens his mouth, which is why I'm not allowed to answer any questions. They get mad at me and everything, and I won't get my ice cream. I mean, how many, whoever talked like that as a president? And if you don't think that's an Adam Schiff storm, I don't know what else is. There's nothing worse than watching a president as cognitively impaired as this one. But anyway, this is what he said.
What is the thing about Biden that you think is the least understood, either in the media's, from the media or from the public, as someone who sees him every day and has known him for a very long time?
So I don't think it's true he's out there less than his predecessors. I just think Donald Trump created an expectation of a president creating a storm every single day. And that led to a cycle of cable news coverage and Twitter and so on and so forth. And I understand that made people in your line of work, you know, very busy and very productive. I don't think it was good for the country. I don't think the voters wanted it. And I think 81 million of them showed up last in 2020 and said they wanted a different kind of president. And that's who Joe Biden is. He comes into the Oval Office every morning. He's serious about his work. He's serious about the change he's trying to bring to this country. He's determined to deliver that change. And we're succeeding.
I have no idea what this guy's talking about. If you want to talk about an Adam Schiff show, let's play Joe Biden. This is just a funny version.
The political coverage. Look. Some of the political players and some of the... let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
I mean, does it get any worse than that? Linda, is that the most cringe-worthy Montage.
I mean, it's different. I mean, he did say that the American people wanted something different. And I will say it's different. It's kind of like when someone says, does that look good? And you say, it looks different. It looks different. It's not good. Or, that's unique. Well, that looks unique. Oh, did you make that yourself? That's nice. It's really, you know.
It's unbelievable.
That's when you know that it's bad.
All right, let's get to our phones. Long Island, New York. Mary is with us. Where in Long Island are you, Mary?
Hi, Sean. I'm from Setauket.
Setauket. You're in Setauket, Long Island, which is more out east, near the Hamptons. Yeah, I know where you are.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
No, it's nowhere.
What's going on?
The Hamptons. Okay, I was wondering if you could help your fellow conservatives out here in New York. We have Lee Zeldin's seat is up for vote this Tuesday in New York. And I receive at least 5 or 6 flyers every day for the people who are running Michelle Bond. We have Nick LaLotta and Anthony Figliola. And I have to tell you, I've read all of these, and I still don't have a clue who to vote for. And I was wondering if you could help us out a little bit. Do you have any idea? Do you know anything about these candidates and who we should go with?
You know, I'm so focused on the national scene. The one thing I will say is if you look at the last election, both Nassau, Suffolk County, upstate New York, it went solidly red, and it had been trending blue for a long time. This has not been talked about often on the national stage. I honestly have focused the most on winning the House big picture and looking at the strategy of Newt Gingrich, Kevin McCarthy, and others and their commitments, promises to America. And I've been focused like a laser beam on these Senate races. I care about the governor's races. We haven't put many of the gubernatorial candidates on. You know, we put Ron DeSantis on. We'll put others on. So I just, you know, getting down into the minutia. Here's the bottom line. Any Democrat on the ticket running for the House or any Democrat running for the Senate is going to get in line and become a climate alarmist cultist. There's not going to be any deviation from that formula. And everybody needs to understand, like, I know some people are upset that maybe their Senate candidate that they were supporting in the primary didn't win. But I understand people's disappointment. But at the end of the day, I'm going to support every Republican because that's the only hope we have. I mean, listen to this idiot, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He's saying he wants to end the legislative filibuster. He wants to legalize crack cocaine. He wants safe injection sites. He wants to release a third of criminals that are in jail, the few that we actually put in there. He wants to release them. This is a Bernie Sanders radical leftist way out of touch with the people of Pennsylvania. Wants to eliminate fracking. So pretty much, look, any Democrat that gets elected is going to, in the House, stick with the squad that is really in charge and Nancy Pelosi. In the Senate, they're going to do what Chuckie Schumer and what Joe Biden or whoever's around Joe Biden that's really controlling Joe Biden, whatever they tell them to do. And that means they're going to keep raising taxes, keep driving up the price of energy. They're going to be weak on foreign policy, and it will end badly. And it's a matter of how much pain the American people want to inflict on themselves by voting in radicals such as all those people in this party. It is now universal. If you thought you had some hope with Sinema, if you thought you had some hope with Joe Manchin, that hope for the most part is gone. So
it's over.
People better pay attention. This midterm matters big time, and then obviously 2024 will matter even more.
Yeah. Well, as long as you know you're confident that the seat will stay red, I just am confused as to who to vote for because of all the trash mail that you kind of receive from all of the candidates, so it's hard to decipher which one to really go with. I did get a text yesterday that said Don Trump Jr. was supporting Michelle Bond, but I don't even know if that's true. I don't know where the text is coming from. So it's,
you know what?
Confusing.
Go check. I would check Don's social media account. He's definitely got. Yeah, he's going into the weeds, and he's traveling around the country. I know quite a bit on behalf of candidates. I know a lot of people are supporting. Like for example, Mike Pence came up. He's supporting Lee Zeldin. I know Ron DeSantis is coming to New York to help Lee Zeldin. So nobody's. We need to play in every single state, even if it looks hopeless. And just assume that the Democrats are going to outspend Republicans. They're going to out-demonize Republicans. And you just got to hope that high gas prices, record high inflation, open borders, a disaster in our schools, a disaster with law and order, a disaster in Afghanistan, a disaster in Europe, that we will elect a party that is frankly 180 degrees different. And it doesn't mean there aren't rhino weak Republicans. There are, but right now you got to deal with the candidate you're given, not the one you wish you had. But when the choice comes down to a Democratic socialist or a Republican, I'm going to go with the Republican, even if I don't really like them.
Claiming to be, but I that's a good idea. I'll go on. I went on Lee Zeldin's page. I couldn't find any endorsement there. So I will try Don Jr.'s site and see if he's supporting anyone. And okay. I had a thought this morning. I was hoping that every conservative, independent, and fair-minded Democrat would donate $10 to each of the Senate candidates.
See, the problem is we're on 700 stations. If I get into the weeds in a Long Island primary or runoff or whatever it happens to be, nobody else in the rest of the country is going to care. But everyone cares about ultimately what's going to happen in the House broadly and what's going to happen in the Senate more broadly, because that's where the power is going to be. Hopefully we have a power shift. We're a country taking on water. I'll use an analogy of a boat. A boat's taking on water. It's starting to sink. And we've taken on a lot of water. You got to plug up the hole. And that's what this election has to be viewed as. And then stop the bleeding. Use any analogy you want. And then start bailing out the water. But anyway, I appreciate the call. Mary, God bless you. Miami Roberto is next on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Roberto? How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, John. I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Thank you. What's going on?
Thank you. Not much. I just want to talk about the double standard in our justice system. The DOJ is worried about redacting the name of the witness while the search warrant was issued to invade Donald Trump's home. And at the same time, they don't follow the laws protecting our Supreme Court justices that are being harassed and attacked at their private homes. Where is the double standard on this?
Well, listen, I give you, full credit of understanding that there's a massive double standard on all of this. You know, you think about, look at the summer of 2020. Why have I mentioned that so much? Because nobody else mentions it. You know, with all the hearings, January 6th committee, and of course, every member of that committee voted to impeach Donald Trump. So we already know that they hate him. We already know that they've prejudged the issue. Then they purposely keep out, important things that Donald Trump said on January 6th, like many of you will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. And then we have five people that we've identified in the White House, in the Oval Office, 2 days before January 6th, all five of them. And in the case of General Milley, he said it to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense of Joe Biden, but all the other four I have on tape acknowledging Donald Trump was authorizing calling up the guard or making them available to Bowser and to Pelosi. They didn't bring up that point either. They selectively edited one statement of Chris Miller. Did the president call up the troops on January 6th? That's not the question. Did the president ever call authorize the use of troops on January in the lead up to January 6th? And the answer to that was yes. There's a reason they didn't bring in the Capitol Police Chief also, because that Capitol Police Chief requested the guard at least six times.
No, the same. I understand. The same thing. General Milley made a call to Russia to say, don't worry, I won't let him push the button. That's espionage. She's colluding with another government over the president of the United States while President Trump was president.
Well, a lot of reports out there. I just don't know who did what, when, and where. All I know this is you're never going to get to the bottom of things like that. Because the Democrats they don't care. It's not the same application of laws. Hillary Clinton didn't have her home invaded. Hunter Biden hasn't had his home invaded. He implicates his own father repeatedly in his laptop from hell. They didn't go after any of the people that lied to FISA courts. They never went after Hillary for having top secret classified information on multiple devices that she eventually destroyed. And nobody was held accountable for using the dirty Russian dossier that they were warned not to use to lie before a FISA court. Nobody's held accountable. And people say, well, Hannity, you sound pessimistic when you say we don't have equal justice under the law. Well, we don't. I wish we did. We better get it back or we're going to lose the country. That is fundamental to our system of government, this great republic. Joe and Ella J. Joe, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
Sean, love your show, and I think this terrible Manchin Democrat tax increase is going to lead to a Herschel Walker win and a lot of win for other like Dr. in Pennsylvania and Republicans all over the country. The last thing we need, Sean, is more taxes, and that's what the Democrats continually give us. So hopefully every smart person in Georgia will vote for Herschel Walker because he will not vote for tax increases, and I'm all for him, and we got to fight like heck because you know how important these elections are, and Herschel needs to win in Georgia, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, and Republicans all over the country. I never vote Democrat, Sean.
Let me just put some emphasis on Joe's point here. Joe, you're making a great point, and that is they have been bombarding Ron Johnson, Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, Herschel Walker with so many negative ads. They are literally just they're dumping the kitchen sink on these candidates' heads. And these candidates, especially in states like Georgia, states like North Carolina, states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Arizona and Nevada, I'm telling you, if we don't fight back, if you don't give these candidates the support they need, if you don't, at a minimum, get out and vote on election day or before if you have early voting, then you're going to get the government you deserve. And if they, God forbid, increase their majority in the Senate, I'm telling you that all those power grab fears that we have, eliminating the legislative filibuster, court packing, D.C. statehood, et cetera, that will all become a reality. Look, what began with hundreds of people in 2002 is now one of the top 5K events in the country today, about 35,000 people taking part each year on the last Sunday in September. And I'm talking about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K run and walk. It takes place in New York City. Now, this signature event has also inspired about 80 other runs, walks, climbs all across the country. For example, like the annual 5K run and walk in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Now, that community means a lot to the foundation. Hendersonville Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the U.S. Navy. And after Officer Bristol's tragic death in the line of duty, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage of his family on their family home. And proceeds from all these 5K events, these 80-some-odd events around the country, you know, as well as dozens of golf outings, of barbecues, they all support the foundation's program so they can continue to build these homes. Anyway, you can register for an event in your area. You can volunteer to start one. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Also, they're hoping that all of us will unite and commit $11 a month so they can continue their great work. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today and for this week on this radio program. Thank you for being with us. Set your DVR, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll be joined by Judge Jeanine Pirro. She'll join us. Matt Gaetz will join us. Senator Rand Paul, Joe Concha, Greg Jarrett, Reince Priebus, Tammy Bruce, Carly Shimkus. Set your DVR, news you'll never get from the media mob. 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then back here Monday. Have a great weekend.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.